Heavenly Father, we thank you that you do still reign, that you are in control, no matter what the situation, Father. You are in control.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
You reign.
Amen, yes.
Father, we thank you that you allow us to just be a small part of your kingdom right here on earth.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for that. We ask that you will bless this service and bless the people here today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be in Matthew 22nd chapter here. Late one night in Washington, D.C., a well-dressed man was walking down the street, and a man with a ski mask came out from behind a corner, stuck a gun in his ribs, and said, "Give me all your money." The well-dressed man looked at the man with the ski mask and said, "Are you crazy? Do you have any idea who I am? I am a U.S. congressman." The man said, "Well, in that case, give me back my money." We always feel like the government's got their hand in our pocket. We feel like there is so many taxes going on, and Jesus is going to talk about that today. In this scripture verse here today, in Matthew, the 22nd chapter, I'm going to begin reading in the 15th verse. The scripture says, "Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him along with Herodias, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, 'Why put me on the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax.' And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, 'Whose likeness and inscription is this?' And they said, 'Caesar's.' Then he said unto them, 'Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's.' When they had heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away." We know this story. We've heard it many times. It's these Pharisees, they're so worried about how popular Jesus has become. He was a real threat to them. And so they wanted to make him look like a charlatan or a fraud with his disciples, or better yet, make him appear to be a revolutionary who is a threat to the government. So one day they sent their disciples to him, and they begin by complimenting Jesus. It says, "Teacher, we know that you're a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are." This, anybody but Jesus would have been seduced by this high flattery. They're saying, "You're a man of great integrity, a man who teaches the truth regardless of what other people might think. This was high praise coming from the Pharisees here. That was the bait. Then comes the trap. So tell us, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? Boy, they thought they had Jesus in a no-win situation. If he had sided with the people and he would have encouraged disobedience to Rome, he would have won his followers over, but then he would have been pitting himself against the Roman government if he had gone the other way and sided with Rome. Then all of his followers would be alienated, because these people just hated it. They couldn't stand these outsiders who were ruling over them. The Pharisees couldn't lose, Jesus couldn't win. But they didn't realize what they were doing, did they? Mm-mm. Jesus saw them for who they were. Jesus understood exactly what they were out to do, and he called them a bunch of hypocrites. He said, why are you here to trick me? And Jesus said, bring me one of your coins. And they bring him a coin, and we heard the story that we've heard so many times. Whose image is on that? Whose signature is on that? They say Caesar's. Well, you give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but you give back to God what belongs to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, us giving back to the government's no problem. Mm-hmm. We don't get a choice. I can tell you this. If your house is sitting in a spot that the government wants to build a highway on, you better look for another house, because they're going to take that. If Congress wants to reinstate the draft, young men, you better pack your bags. We don't get a choice so many times about whether we give back to Caesar or not. But for the most part, we do that because we like the country we live in. And we know that we're going to have to pick up the tab for that. That's part of what it means to be an American.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Taxes are part of it. I heard a comedian say that everyone should pay their income taxes with a smile. He said, I tried that, but they wanted cash. We would love to pay less taxes, but we understand that we're going to have to pay the tab for the freedom that we live in and for the rights that we have. And we want to live in the country that we live in. You might be interested to know that when the federal income tax was originally signed into law in 1913, it was for 1% of a person's earnings. 1%. Then there was a senator who was in opposition to this, says, if you let them in the door with this 1%, before long it's going to be 5%. Now it's 35%, depending on where your taxes are. And that doesn't even count city and state taxes. We can grumble and complain, but we still give back to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, partly out of a sense of duty, partly out of a sense of fear. But God didn't stop with give back to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. He didn't stop there. He said something after that. He then said, then you need to give back to God what is God's.
Amen.
So the question for us today is, why do we need to give to God? And what is it we're supposed to give? God is never going to force anybody to give like the government does. Everything given to God has to be voluntarily. Okay. Scriptures say we need to give freely and with a glad heart. That's not the way we pay our taxes. But that is what the way we should be giving back to God.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord. So what are the reasons we need to give back to God? The first and main reason we want to give back to God is for our gratitude for what God has done for us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Listen, we're not rich people in here.
Nope.
But most of us, or I could say all of us, have been blessed in wonderful ways.
Amen.
That's right.
And we want to give back to God to say, thank you, God, for these blessings.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And to give back to God and tell Him that you love Him.
Yeah.
When we share with God our gifts, we're saying to God, God, I'm giving this to you gladly, freely, with a glad heart. And I want you to understand I'm giving this to you because I am so grateful for what you have done for me.
Amen.
And I want you to know that I love you.
Amen.
That's the main reason we give back to God. That's the main reason God wants us to give to Him.
Amen.
Also, we need to understand, and we need to recognize, everything we have belongs to Him in the first place.
That's right.
It says in Psalms 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it.
Everything. Amen.
It is how easily we forget. We don't know. When I was having my surgery on my hip, I was off work for a while. And I stayed at home, and I remember one day we went to McDonald's with Isabel. I wasn't eating a lot back then, and I didn't want anything at that time. And so we got her, she mainly just wanted to play on the playground anyway. We bought her some chicken nuggets and french fries. We sat down at the table. I reached over to get a fry. Did this, covered it up. I'm thinking, do you know who bought those french fries and those chicken nuggets? Now, I didn't say it out loud, but this is what I'm thinking. Doesn't she realize I'm the one that paid for those things? Doesn't she realize that if I wanted some, I could go buy my own?
That's what she wanted you to do.
I understand. What if I had gone and just bought me some and not any for her? Why is it that when we're young and we don't really understand sharing, we just can't she just couldn't see. I just wanted to share a French fry with her. That's so much like us when it comes to God. God has given us so much.
Amen.
And we forget who all this belongs to. We forget that this isn't our stuff anyway. It's His.
Amen.
And He's just allowing us to be His steward over it. When we selfishly hold back from sharing with God, we're hurting ourselves.
Amen.
We think we're gaining, but we're hurting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's sharing has to be taught. You know, everybody knows that. If you've ever been around little kids, you have to teach them to share, because the natural reaction is just like Isabella, these are mine and I'm not sharing. You know, we need to understand, just like Isabella needed to understand, those were mine, I gave to her.
Amen.
We need to understand that God has given us all these blessings that we have, but they belong to Him. We don't have the right to hold those things away from Him. They belong to Him. But there's a third exciting reason that we need to give back to God.
Amen.
It's because when God takes what we give and He multiplies it far more than we could have ever done with that gift. Remember the young boy on the hill. All these people there needed to be fed. This young boy gave Jesus his fish and his loaves.
Mm-hmm.
Small amount. Five fish, a few loaves. What did God do with that? He took it and blessed it, and He fed 5,000 people with it. That's what God does with what we give to Him. Every time we give to God, God takes those things, He blesses it, and spreads it so much further than we would ever have been able to do on our own.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We need to give back to God out of our gratitude for all the blessings He's done for us. We need to give back to Him because it belongs to Him anyway. It's all His. We're just stewards of it.
Amen.
We're just stewards of it. We need to give back to God because God can take that gift. It can be so small or so big, but God can take that gift and bless it and multiply it to where it just spreads so much further. There's so much more because we gave it, because with a glad heart we willingly gave it to Him in gratitude for what He's done for us.
Amen.
So what is it that we are supposed to be giving Him? We always talk about money, and that's part of it because, you know, we put so much importance on money. God wants to be first in our life, but so many times people put money ahead of Him. There's so many things we can put ahead of Him, but It's not just money that God is talking about, that Jesus is talking about here when he says, those things that belong to God, you give to God. Your time, your talents, your love, your devotion. Those are the things that we owe back to God, that we should be giving back to God on a daily basis. I heard a pastor say this week, God wants us to be his dogs. And I didn't understand what he meant by that. And then he went to explain. Think about it. When you come home, who's the most excited person to see you?
Your dog.
Your dog. He will come running up and he will be so excited to see you. That's how God wants us to be.
Amen.
He wants us, when we get around God, he wants us to be so excited and so glad to be in his presence.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
We used to have a little dog named Buddy. That was Kimmy's dachshund. I swear, you could throw a ball. He would chase it and bring it back, and he would do it all day long. I mean, his tongue could be hanging out, and breathing so hard, and he has to lay down watching you, waiting for you to throw it again. But if you throw it again, he's going to get it. He never got tired of that. That's how we need to be with God. We never need to get tired. We need to be so excited about going out and doing things for God that we just have so much excitement, so much enthusiasm that we just can't get enough. When you could take that ball in your hand, you do this, I told him, he's following every movement. That's how God wants us to be.
Amen.
He wants us to be so in tune with him. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, we're following him. That's what this pastor meant when we need to be God's dog.
Amen.
We have so much time for other things. We have so much energy for other things. God wants us to give back to him. He wants us to care about him like he cares about us. There's nothing more important to God than us. That's how much he cares about us. Nothing excites him more than when we be obedient and do something he has sent us to do, and then we receive a blessing and we stop and thank him for that blessing. Nothing excites God more than that, because all the things that we were supposed to do, we've done. We did what he said he was going to, what he wanted us to do. We were obedient. We did what he wanted. He blessed us, and then we stopped to thank him for the blessing that he gave us. That's how it has to work.
Amen.
Are you giving back to God what belongs to God? Whether you give back to Caesar or not, they're going to come get you if they don't. Nobody's going to come get you. If you don't do what God never demands it. He gives you instructions and ideas and ways to follow through. But one day we are going to answer to God.
Amen.
Just like Chris talked about in Sunday school. One day we're going to be accountable to God. All these blessings that we have received. All these things that we received, are we selfishly holding them on to them and thinking that we're gaining by holding on to these things and not realizing we could give them to God. You know, the scriptures, there's only one place in the scripture where God says, test me. You know when that is? He says, you give to me, and I will pour a blessing unto you that you can't even receive. Test me on this, he says. Give back to God. Give him your money, your time, your talent, your love, your patience, your goodness, your kindness, every good and perfect gift comes from where?
God.
Above.
God.
Yeah. Every good gift we have comes from God. Give them back. Amen.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we realize that we've been so ungrateful sometimes, Father. We've been blessed, and instead of thanking you for it, Father, we were whining because it wasn't what we thought it should have been. It wasn't what we were looking for. And Father, we just overlooked blessing after blessing after blessing. Father, we confess that as a sin to you right now and ask that you will forgive us for that. And Father, that we will not only receive your blessing, but speak blessings on other people through you, Father. We can speak blessings on other people, Father, through you. Father, we need to understand that everything here you own.
Mm-hmm.
It's all yours, Father. You just allowed us to be a steward of it. And Father, when one day comes, we're going to have to answer for what kind of steward we were over the things you gave us. And Father, I thank you that you love us so much that when we mess up, you forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing about a dog, Father. When you mess up and mistreat a dog, he'll forgive you in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we need to be like that with other people. We need to be willing to forgive people.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that we all make mistakes. We all need to change. Father, I just pray that we can understand that when we give to you, Father, you take it, you bless it, you multiply it, and you spread it out, Father, further than we could have ever dreamed it going. Father, we've seen it in this church. We've seen it miracle after miracle right here, Father. And we believe that you can continue to do that today if we will just be willing to give with a glad heart. Willingly. Be excited about giving. Be excited about doing something good for somebody. Being excited about making a difference in somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
What better thing could we do than to make a difference in somebody's life? And Father, you give us that ability that way, that measure to us, Father, that we can do that. We can, through you, change people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Father, thank you for that. Father, if there's anybody here today, Father, they have been unwilling or not even unrealizing, Father, that they've been holding off in giving their whole self to you, Father, that today they'll make that change, they'll make that commitment and do it, Father. Father, we love you. You are our God, and we could never pay you back for what you've done for us. But Father, we want to spend the rest of our life trying. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, God's